Our recording software froze up around the third inning and we're not able to access any recording of the Indians game against Adams Central. If we can recover any of the broadcast, we'll post it in our archives. But for now, here's a brief recap of the Indians' 5-1 victory over the Adams Central Jets. In the top of the first inning, Indians pitcher Alex Garkey struck out a batter and walked a batter who ended up stranded at third base. In the bottom of the first, the Indians scored a run with Alex Garkey taking a one-out walk and eventually scoring as Caden Homan and Mason Diller both singled. In the top of the second, Alex Garkey struck out the side, and in the bottom of the second, the Indians scored two more runs with Colson Post leading off with a walk and Gavin Evers reaching on an error, both eventually scoring. Reese Wendell and Alex Garkey also walked in the inning. 3-0 Indians after two innings. In the top of the third, it was another 1-2-3 inning, with the infield making some very good plays for the Indians. In the bottom of the third, the Indians had a single and a walk, but were unable to score. In the fourth inning, Alex Garkey pitched well again as he struck out three of the five batters he faced. The Indians scored two more times in the fourth on a long Caden Grizzy home run to left with Reese Wendell on base after getting hit by a pitch, making the score 5-0 Indians. The fifth inning saw Garkey strike out two of the four batters he faced, and the Indians went down 1-2-3 in their half, but still leading 5-0 after five. The Jets also went 3-up, 3-down in the top of the sixth as Jacob Foote came in to relieve Garkey, and the Indians also didn't have a base runner in their last at-bat. The Jets were finally able to get on the scoreboard in the seventh on a Jamie Roach home run over the left field fence, but that's all the Jets could come up with. Final score, Indians 5, Adams Central Jets 1. Alex Garkey got the win, striking out 8 and walking 1, and Jacob Foote looked very good in his two innings of relief, with 2 strikeouts and 1 walk, and retiring 6 of the 7 batters he faced. Again, the Indians won 5-1 and are now 2-1 on the season.